Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Patton Oswalt, you know him. If you're just a television person, you know him from King of Queens.
Right, played Spencer.
Spencer, the little nerdy friend of Kevin. And
he was on Parks and Rec for a little bit, some stuff on there.
He's been in a lot of things. He's also a very funny stand-up comedian, and he's been a guest on this show a couple of times. And one of the funny things about him was Brian Posehn, who is a good friend of his, another funny comedian, was in here one time, and we made him say, because Brian is a weird-looking dude.
Mm-hmm.
Brian looks like if you had an eagle and you shaved the feathers off of it. Is that a fair?
Yeah, Brian also looks like if Beaker drank one of the scientist things and it had steroids in it, but it wasn't for muscle steroids.
Yeah.
It just made you bigger and
bigger
weird.
And weirder, yeah. That's what he looks like. Not a bad-looking, but not a good-looking, just a weird-looking human.
Oh, definitely weird-looking, yeah.
Married a super hot chick.
Right.
Yeah. He got lucky. Sometimes super hot chicks love super weird guys, and she's really hot. So he's in the studio, and we're talking about that, and he hangs out with Patton Oswalt, and Patton was married, and I'm like, how about Patton's wife? Is she hot? And he just clammed up. He didn't know what to say, and he was like, oh, man. And turned out Patton's wife looked a lot like Patton, which is not good for either one of them. So sadly, a couple of years after that, and only 18 months ago, she died unexpectedly, very young. Nobody knew, and she wasn't sick, and she died. And I said, very insensitive, but I said, I bet you Patton Oswalt is happy that she died because he's with her, and she's the mother of his kids, and he doesn't want to divorce her now that he's famous and he can get hot chicks, but also he's married, he's stuck with her. You know what I mean? And then when she died, I was like, he's happy. And everybody's like, oh, you're a dick. How could you say that? It's his wife. I said, okay, that's my opinion. Now, 18 months later, not even a full 2 years, Patton Oswalt's getting married again to another woman.
Yeah.
And that woman only slightly more attractive than his last wife. Did you see her?
Yeah. She is an actress. She hasn't been in a ton of stuff, but she is an actress. I know that.
She kind of looks again like him, but a younger, better-looking version of him, and taller and with a better body.
Meredith Salinger.
For him, he went from a 2 to a 6, but that's a huge jump in Patton Oswalt's life, I would think.
Hmm.
Do you think there were other chicks in between his wife and Meredith?
Maybe, or do you think that they always kind of had a thing, and he was like, as soon as my wife
died, I've been feeding her rat poison all these years.
Yeah.
How did she die, do we know?
She died, we learned a combination of drugs in Michelle's system, along with a condition we were unaware of, proved lethal.
Drugs like narcotics?
I think she took some Xanax to go to sleep, but never woke up.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I don't want to take any of those pills. You just never know how it's going to react to your body one day.
Right.
Anyway, what I want to know is, what is the proper wait time? You and Jenny passes away. How long before? Two things. How long before you have sex with another girl? How long before you date another girl? And how long before you can get married again?
I don't think I would date another girl for like 2 years, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
Like publicly?
No, like at all.
So sex-wise?
Yeah, probably just, yeah.
2 years?
I mean...
Oh, I'd have sex at the funeral.
If you're, you're a terrible person. If your wife dies, you know, that's pretty bad.
I know, but she's dead.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Maybe you have that discussion before then. If something were to happen, go ahead. Or if something happens, don't, or I'll come back and ghost you.
Which never happens. We always hear the threats
of that. Dialed.
Oh, Jesus.
Please check the...
I want to call my wife and ask her. Hold on. All right. Let me see if I can get this going. I want to know what the proper wait time is.
She was on Adderall, Xanax, and the pain medication fentanyl.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, stop taking all this stuff.
Can I tell you if I die?
Yeah.
I don't... I don't care if she waits a day. Get on with your life. Be happy. Spanish? How long should Kelly have to wait?
Before? She doesn't have to wait. Whatever makes her happy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, what? I don't mean if you die. I mean, like, since you guys broke up.
Oh, you mean, like, since whatever makes her happy. If she was with somebody.
Are you guys
like,
really broken up?
Yeah, I mean, yes.
Yeah, I mean.
Yes. Yes is the answer.
So, what if she brings a guy to your birthday party?
I would have to deal with it. I mean, that would be a very terrible thing. I don't think she would do that because she's not a bad person.
Do you think that she's using the birthday party to try and get back with you?
No.
Do you think she thinks you guys are going to hook up that night?
No.
Really quick, so you know who Patton Oswalt's fiance is? That Meredith girl, she was the lead. She was the girl that the two Coreys were trying to get in Dream a Little Dream.
No.
Yes, yes. That was her.
What is her name? Meredith what?
Her name is Meredith Salinger. Salenger. Yeah, and she played the love interest, Lainey Diamond, in Dream a Little Dream.
Yeah,
she's right there on the front cover. Yeah, they're both like back-to-back to her.
Do you think
she
that is, was,
she used to be really cute.
Do you think his girl, like his dream girl?
Maybe.
She's not
bad-looking now.
She's like, I'm going to get one of the Coreys. Nope, you got Patton Oswalt. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, she's not bad-looking now, but she's got the short hair. She's got big old cans on her. But really, how long do you wait? Spanish, your father dies. How long do your mother wait?
Oh, man. If my father died, I would hope she would at least wait a full year. I mean, I would hope, like Galvin, maybe 2 years would seem...
Getting married. Hero. Jumping into getting married. First of all, I'm your hero. Your dad's second.
Sorry, yeah, you're right. Got it.
Getting married is a way bigger commitment than just dating somebody or banging somebody.
Yeah.
How long till she could start like dating somebody?
Oh, that's whenever she wants. As long as she's not, you know, calling all of our family to her next wedding 6 months after my father dies.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm trying to think how long my dad waited, because my mom passed away and my dad is dating a lady and he has been dating the same lady for quite a while. I would say it was a little over a year, I think. It was year and...
Does it matter that your dad, your mom and dad were married so long?
Does it matter how long they should wait?
Were married so long, and it's not like your dad. Nobody's going to question your dad's commitment to your mom,
right?
If he waited a couple months.
And I think you know, my dad was what, like 79, 80, whatever. Whenever my mom passed away, so it was. I'm happy for him. Hey,
yeah, he's not lonely.
Yeah, don't want him to be lonely. Want him to have some companionship. I don't know. I mean, my dad's quite a catch. Because my dad gets he gets like a lot of girls hitting on him, like ladies.
He's a good looking guy. He's a good looking older gentleman, very distinguished looking. Could be the governor in any movie.
Right? Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Also runs, so he's in shape.
Mm-hmm.
Probably can still maintain a positive erection.
He's got some cash.
That's got a little cashola.
Yeah.
It's got a I mean,
got a nice house on the right water. On the water. Yeah.
I'd bang your dad.
He's got it going on.
Do you, you don't ask, you know, and be like, hey, dad, you breaking off pizza?
No.
Or what?
No.
You literally break it off.
Talk like that. No.
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 So funny. We are so same and so different at the same time. Joel, good morning. You're on the mic. How the show?
Yeah, man. I waited 70 days. You know, I was remarried.
Oh,
remarried?
Your wife die?
Yes, sir.
Did you kill her?
No, heart attack, cancer.
How long were you guys together before she passed away?
6 days short of 31 years.
Wow.
Oh, man.
And so was this somebody that you were friends with for a long time, or you already knew?
My wife and I had separated back in 1993, and I had met her when I was on the road. And 17 years later, after my wife passed away, I looked her up, and she was still single.
Wow, nice. Fast track it. That's crazy.
Yeah, but did people look down on you?
Sir?
Did people give you a hard time?
The family did.
But why, though? Like, what was their thing? It wasn't like you didn't love their daughter or cousin or whatever any less.
No, it wasn't that. It was just a bad relationship. Yeah, a good relationship that just turned bad over the years. We had a we had a daughter that really drove us apart, and she put a wedge between us, so we weren't really that good at terms.
Stupid kids.
Oh. Yeah, right.
How long were you guys separated before she passed away?
Oh, no, we got back together in 92. And then this girl I had no contact with, and then 17 years later, after no contact, after she passed away, I looked her up. Because, you know, I don't know if you've ever been in a situation, but there's going to come a time in your life when this happens, and you're going to look back and you're going to say, you know, what is the one relationship that I really should have, you know, looked into, or something that I think I missed out on.
Well, you got lucky that you got to go back to it.
Yeah, well, she said that she never had the level of comfort she had with anybody else. She would rather die alone than marry some SOB she could love. So,
yeah,
so we've been married a little over 8 years now.
Good for you, dude. Good for you. No sense in sitting around being sad and lonely when you had an opportunity there.
Dude, grief will eat you like cancer if you let it.
Yeah, I agree with you. Thank you for the call, sir. Tom also brings up a good point. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, you just had an attorney on, and it's right in the contract. It says, till death do you part. So, if
Later.
You run into a hot chick in the parking lot at the hospital, there ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
That's right. Death do you part. I'm parted. Yes, see ya.
Yes, sir.
See Tom is like, beep, nurse, what are you doing tonight?
Yeah, well, he's right, though. That's what it says. So, death do you part. I mean, I'm trying to call my wife one more time to just get a hold of her and see what she says.
Right.
Because I know her. She would probably want to wait. I don't think maybe she'd get married again. But I genuinely don't care. I literally wouldn't care if she met a guy at the funeral. I'm dead.
Yeah.
What am I doing? Hey, you're live on the air. Can you talk for a second?
Yeah.
You working out?
No, I was just doing some work.
Okay. Question. If you die, how long do I have to wait before I can get another relationship?
I don't think that I would really care.
Well, because you'd be dead.
Right.
Until death do us part, you'd be parted.
Right.
So would you care, though, if you had we don't know what happens after you die. What if you could still see some things? What if you die and, like, a month later I'm dating some other chick?
I don't know.
Are you like, what a scumbag? He should at least suffer a little bit longer. Be sad.
I don't think so. I feel like if you are ready to move on, then...
It's no reflection of you. It's just, right. First of all, I'm dying to bang another girl. We've been married for a long time. And I'm assuming this has happened like 30 years on the road. And then also, I don't want to be alone.
Right. Yeah.
But here's the thing. Here's how you play it, though, is like immediately at the funeral, you start saying, you know, Amanda, we talked about this, and Amanda said, I just want you to be happy. So right. If you find the right person in your life, you know, go for it and stuff. So start laying that groundwork.
Right.
And that way, a month later, whenever you...
So I'll be speed dating at the end of the funeral in the back.
Yeah.
If you feel like you're single and you would like to talk, let's meet today before you leave here. So you know, so it's on the record, I feel the same way about you. The moment I die, date whoever you want. I want you to be happy.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Good. I mean, wait till I'm dead. Don't. If I'm in the hospital.
Yeah.
You said okay a little too fast.
Yeah. You were like, you should have went. Not the other way around. Yeah. If I ever get like a stroke or something though, where I could still see.
Oh man.
Don't let me see that. Don't. You can date behind my back, but don't let me see it.
Yeah. And don't come in with your new boyfriend, and you have to go to the bathroom, and then he's sitting in the hospital room, and Mike needs his mouth wiped because he's drooling. The guy's like gross.
Or what if the guy's like way cool and she goes to the bathroom and he's like, what's up, dude? I'm totally banging your wife.
Why don't you just die?
Yeah. Yeah. It's dope, man. We're trying to get that money. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
What is happening?
That's scenarios.
Your boyfriend's a jerk.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Take it back. You can't get married.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm all for it. I don't want you to be lonely if you wanted to get married again.
Thank you.
What kind of guy would you marry, though?
I don't know. I don't really feel like,
Why are they showing New Kids on the Block on Bone TV? I don't like that at all. No, but like, it's really weird. You have odd tastes, clearly, in men, and, would you marry, like, a nerd? Or would you, because she likes funny, nerdy guys,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Funny.
Would nerd. You marry yeah. Matt Fernandez?
I don't think so. No. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know who I would marry. I don't know if I would get married. I think probably not.
If you died now.
Like 30 years.
If you died now, I would go through phases like sluts first. Maternal figures, like ladies who just want to take care of me.
Right.
Come over and cook me dinner and do stuff to me. Then it would be long-term relationship ladies. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they say there's five stages of grieving. So you'd go sluts, maternal, back to sluts, then something else.
I don't think sluts ever goes away. Yeah. And then I go to sluts, then maternal, and maternal sluts.
Yep.
Yeah. Then I go to younger girlfriend type.
Right.
And back
and
to
then,
sluts.
Yeah, you marry someone who's like 30.
Really, I don't really get married. Yeah. I just go back to sluts.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I keep promising marriage. So you can do the same thing.
All right.
Go to sluts. It always works out.
Yeah.
All right, well, this is
then
good.
That's what I'll do.
I like this, because then now if I die or if you die, we don't have to be embarrassed. We could be like, we already talked about it. Everybody heard it.
Right.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, no, I'm glad that we took care of it.
What are you doing? What are you doing now?
Figuring out how to kill you.
I'm working.
Oh, okay. Well, go back to work.
All right.
Thank you. I'm glad you're not dead.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad that you're not dead, too.
All right. See you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
All right, sluts. Let's get
well,
it done.
She's not dead. Mm-hmm. Yet.
Mm. Well, it's rain. Something could happen. You never know. Mm-hmm. Take a quick break. It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.